Today on At Home with Champ Bailey, Champ makes breakfast. Life is sweeter when you have it all. Get Comcast Digital Cable and faster, better high-speed internet, and HBO's included.
To be the only guy here as a return specialist, I mean, it's kind of awkward because I'm the only one here, but I'm just going to take it as motivation and to do go out and do my best when I have to go out and perform. Oh yeah, I was real comfortable with that. I mean, it was a nice title to have as to be one of the fastest guys to ever play college football.
Definitely, I feel like it's difficult kicking in the colder weather, and I've been able to succeed out there throughout my career. So I hope that people see that and view that as a plus. But basically, you know, it comes down to how they feel and what they want to do. But yes, I would see that as a plus.
What are you hoping? There's only two kickers in the NFL. So I guess, how are you trying to set yourself apart in the draft process?
Basically, I'm just out here trying to show what I could do. I feel like throughout my career on tape, I show some positives about myself. I'm very consistent and confident going onto the field, and I hope some teams could see that in myself and see that I could bring some value to their teams. And I'm basically just going to go out here and do what I could do, and hopefully someone likes me and wants me to be a part of their program.
The best time I ran ever in the 40, I was timed a couple weeks ago. It was like 4:21.
Is there anyone in the league you've had in your game after
you look up to? I watch all the time the things that Darren Sproles do, and I kind of compare my game to Darren Sproles.
I would say my biggest strength definitely is my consistency and accuracy. More mental toughness. Throughout my career at Michigan State, I've had multiple game-winning field goals and things like that. And stepping onto the field at Michigan State, we've had a lot of close games throughout my career, so every game comes down to a few points. And I feel like if you ask any of the teammates and coaches out there, they'd all say number one thing about me is probably my accountability and dependability.
My strengths are me is my speed, my vision, and things that I can make things happen when I'm on the field. And my weaknesses that I've been working on these last couple of weeks of just being able to focus on catching the football as a receiver.
Being a freshman to how I was the senior year matured a lot mentally. So when I'm on the sideline, you don't feel like, oh man, I don't know if I can hit this. When it's a close game, it's the end of the game, you're like, put me on the field, I'm going to win this. And that's something that I've learned to kind of get that mindset, and I think it's worked out well for me, and that's using some of the tools that the guys before that have kicked at Michigan State have helped me out with, and I credit that to them, the psychological things they've helped me to learn that puts me in that position.
I survived this long playing in the SEC. It's just being able to avoid being hit by a bigger defender, so I mean being able to avoid those guys has been something that made me hold myself up.